6:01, Mr. Mayor.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining us at this special meeting of the Madera City Council, a regular meeting of the City Council as the successor agency to the former Madera Redevelopment Agency, a special meeting of the City Council as the successor housing agency, and a regular meeting of the Madera Housing Authority. Roll call, please.
Mayor Commissioner Andrew Medellin.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Commissioner Jose Rodriguez.
Here.
Councilmember Chairperson William Oliver.
Here.
Councilmember Vice Chairperson Cecilia Foley Gallegos.
Here.
Councilmember Commissioner Derek Robinson Sr.
Present.
Councilmember Commissioner Charles Rigby.
Here.
Councilmember Commissioner Donald Hawley.
Present.
Thank you very much, Claudia. It is my pleasure to introduce Pastor Eddie Gallegos from Good News Fellowship, who will lead us in the invocation. If everybody will stand with me, please.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for having me here. It is truly a privilege to be here this evening. This prayer that I'm going to pray over you all that are here this evening is a special prayer that I do over our congregation because I desire the very best for them. And I'm going to pray that same prayer over you all because I desire the very best for you and for the agendas and all the decisions that have to be made. And it covers success, it covers favor, and it covers protection. So with that being said, not only for here, but your personal lives. And this is out of the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verse 22. It says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons to bless the people of Israel with this special blessing. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. Whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them." And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you and have a good evening.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. Thank you for being here. And now if you will join me in the pledge, please. Ready, salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Moving into public comment, the first 15 minutes of the meeting are reserved for members of the public to address the agency or council on items which are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency or council. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. Speakers will be asked to identify themselves and state the subject of their comment. If the subject is an item on the agenda, the mayor has the option of asking the speaker to hold the comment until that item is called. Comments on items listed as a public hearing on the agenda should be held until the hearing is opened. The agency and council are prohibited by law from taking any action on matters discussed that are not on the agenda, and no adverse conclusions should be drawn if the agency or council does not respond to public comment at this time. Is there anybody wishing to speak under this definition of public comment? Please come forward. Seeing none, I will close public comment and move into the consent calendar. Is there any council member wishing to pull any consent item for further discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve the consent calendar.
Second.
It's been properly moved and seconded to approve the consent calendar as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for that. Moving on to item 5A. This is a resolution of the City Council of the City of Madera as the successor agency, confirming the issuance of refunding bonds, approving preliminary and financial official statements.
Thank you, Mayor Medellin. Yeah, this item is just continuing with our bond refunding. We had our meeting on March 14th where we were approved to move forward with the refunding. And after that, for the dissolution law, we took it to the Oversight Board for approval. And then after their approval, sent it up to the Department of Finance. And it's at the Department of Finance now. And based on the 60 days that they have to review it, we anticipate we should hear back from them by May 25th on whether they approve it or not. But tonight is the last time that the successor agency board will meet together to approve and, you know, to confirm the refunding of the agencies for outstanding bond issues at this time. With us, we have tonight the biggest portion of the refunding team. We have from Brandison Tallman, our underwriters. We have Nikki Tallman here and Rick Brandis, our municipal advisor. Ken Deeker is here from Del Rio Associates, and James Farma is here from Jones Hall. He's the bond counsel. And then also our successor agency treasurer here, part of the team, Tim Presbula. You know, I guess at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Mr. Deeker. He will, you know, bring up the important items, tell us where we've been, where we are, and where we're going.
Good evening, board members. Ken Deeker with Del Rio Advisors. Just wanted to update you in the staff report. We've done extensive analysis to update based on some market rates as of April 30th. When we came to you before on March 14th, the market was a little bit different. So I've tried to lay out in the staff report some of the changes to savings. Now, I'm happy to report that in the last few days, the market has rallied significantly. So we're probably back closer to the savings from the original report other than what's in. So it's moving day to day. But just to kind of give you an update as to where we are. First, wanted to review the refunding. We've got some 1998 tax allocation bonds, 2003 tax allocation bonds, subordinate tax allocation bonds from 2008, and some housing set-aside subordinate tax allocation bonds, Series 2000B, for housing projects. Currently, there's about $44.3 million outstanding. All of them range in interest rate from approximately 4.375% to 5%. And all of them mature between now and 2038. So the refunding plan that has been presented to both the successor agency originally, the oversight board, ultimately DOF, includes refunding all of the outstanding obligations for significant savings. We do have to refund a portion of the Series 2008A and B as federally taxable. The security for the bonds will be a gross pledge of RPTTF revenues. So basically all the money that comes in through the Redevelopment Property Tax Trust Fund is pledged to the repayment of these obligations. That's a better credit, actually, than the original tax allocation bonds, which had an 80-20 split of the tax increment revenue that was coming in. So this is actually a little bit better credit that we're presenting to the rating agencies. We are seeking an investment-grade rating. We are in the process of preparing that rating presentation and getting it scheduled in the next couple, 2 to 3 weeks. Hopefully, there'll be a positive response from that, and we will be seeking bond insurance and a surety for the reserve fund to help enhance the credit even further. Assuming that the successor agency and oversight board have taken all the necessary steps, this is the remaining item tonight, is to approve the preliminary official statement and the bond purchase agreement for the sale of the bonds. We do expect DOF approval sometime towards the end of May. Again, they had 65 days really to review the credit. Sometimes they take a little bit longer. We have answered a few questions from DOF, but I think satisfactorily, so they continue to review the credit. So just to bring you up to speed as to the refunding summary, there was about $8.6 million of total savings when we ran the deal in March. That has come down under this scenario back down to about $8.1 million. That is a reduction of about $31,000 to $32,000 a year of total savings. However, as shown in this table here, each of the individual refundings as a standalone refunding all exceed 8.5% or greater net present value savings. So very, very significant savings on this transaction. And it's a little hard to see up here on the screen, but the right-hand column will show you, and this is also in the staff report, will show you the combined annual savings from all the refunding. So starting in 2020, it's about $470,000 a year, and ultimately declines a little bit until you get out to the end as each one of the prior series is paid off. All of those dollars are split. Those are savings that will come off the RPTTF and are split amongst all the taxing entities, including the city, the county, Department of Education, school districts, and so on, all will share in those savings. So this is the right thing to do for these entities. Again, savings are savings, right? Those are real dollars that are going to these agencies. So with that, as I discussed, we're hoping to receive DOF approval this month, pursue the rating, get bond insurance commitment, print the official statement with the documents you're approving tonight, price the bonds, and execute the final documents in June and close in the first week of July. So we're moving this along pretty quickly. And again, we did tell you back in March when we came to the successor agency board that you would have another chance to review the transaction, and this is that opportunity. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Great, Ken. Thank you very much. Any questions of Mr. Deeker or the dream team that happened to be in the audience with us this evening? Of course, Mayor Pro Tem.
I did have a question in regards to the two exceptions with regards to the not being a contingent. The question that I have there is if these bonds would not close then the cost would be recovered through the successor agency ROPS process. And I'm not sure if that's a question for you or maybe for you, Bob, but how would that happen?
Well, I mean, I'm sure Mr. Deeker has been through it a little bit more, but, you know, any costs that are incurred, and I guess there's only a couple of costs that we have to pay for ahead of time, is the Fraser and Associates did our financial report. That's one item that takes that goes ahead of time. And then what is the other?
The rating fee.
So the rating fee. And then we would, you know, I guess we would pay them, and then the only way to recover would be to put them in the ROPS in the upcoming year. This ROPS is already, for the next year, has already been submitted, so we can put them in the following to be reimbursed in the future.
Okay, so the only thing that concerned me was the fact that you have, should the 2018 refund funds not close, and why would that be?
Should, for example, hostilities break out where there's a general closure in the marketplace? Should there be a financial crisis of some sort? Should interest rates rise significantly where the economic savings are not sufficient to pull forward? There could be a number of items. The savings are so significant, we don't expect that to happen, but it's my job to make sure that you understand the full disclosures of what could and could not happen.
So it's the disclosure that you provide?
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Deeker.
That's a good question. Any other questions? Thanks, Ken.
Thank
if
you.
If there are no questions, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 5A as presented.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve item 5A. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for that. Moving on to the housing portion, item 6A, this is a joint public hearing regarding consideration of resolutions approving 334333 report and approval of sale of real properties located at 757, 783, and 784 Merced Street. Mr. Wilson.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. Council members and Moore's Board. You know, it's a coincidence that last time that we had our meeting together, we were selling lots at this Riverside subdivision, and that's the same thing we're going to do here tonight. The Riverside subdivision, the redevelopment agency required it in March of 2011, which was basically 11 months before the dissolution took place. And so at this time, we're gonna sell the 13 lots. We held a lottery and had five interested buyers or builders that came to the lottery. We have 13 lots left to sell out there. So between the five builders, we split them up, did a lottery, and three of the builders got three lots, and the other two builders ended up receiving two lots each. All the buyers are required to agree, sign a disposition and development agreement. There's several restrictions on the disposition and development agreement where okay, I got a way to slow down for it, I guess. So the disposition development agreement requires that the developer build. All right, let me get this out of here. Here comes my technical support. Requires that one single-family unit be constructed on each lot. The homes must be built per the plans and documents created for the subdivision. All right, I got it. The successor housing agency took this subdivision all the way through the precise plan, the rezoning, and the final map was recorded. We have Via de Ubaldo, Ubaldo Garcia, created the plans for houses that would fit on these lots. And so the DDA requires that they have to follow all the subdivision documents. Also, the DDA requires that the homes can only be sold to persons or families in the targeted low to moderate income group, and the home buyer must occupy the resident as their primary residence. All the homes are four bedrooms homes for these 13 lots. They range from 1,450 feet to 1,515 square feet. The DDA requires that when they finally do sell, you know, finish construction and sell the homes to the families or persons, that they sign the covenants that get recorded at escrow and they stay on title and requires that the property, you know, stay firm on the obligations going into the future for either 20 or 45 years. The sales price that the builders are paying tonight for these properties is not less than a fair market value. The reuse value at its highest and best use in accordance with the former redevelopment agency plan. Okay, this is a, that must have been in the wrong order. Okay, the first item we have here tonight, 6A, is the property is being sold to Milo Corporation and Mr. Camilo Orozco. Did I say that right? Is in the audience tonight. The builder and the buyer is here tonight, and he is purchasing three lots, 757, 783, and 784 Merced Street. The purchase price is $25,000 per lot, or $75,000 total. I'd be glad to answer any questions if you have any.
Great, Bob. Thank you very much for that. Any questions regarding this particular item?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, I have a quick question.
Of course.
Bob, my question is regarding once the home is built, are there any requirements as to who the type of buyer might be beyond the low-income requirements? So, for example, would we be able to state that our preference would be that, you know, the availability of those homes be allowed for Madera residents, for example? Can you maybe elaborate as to that? I don't know if it's legally possible. And maybe if you have an idea as to how many homes are being purchased locally versus maybe people moving into the community from out of town.
You know, I don't think we can require that. Could we, Brent? Yeah, we wouldn't be able to require it. To be able to pick your buyers like that. I'm sure that'd be some form of discrimination. And, you know, I'm trying to think, Claudia, do you, some of the houses have already been developed out there, and the buyers, you know,
I'd say almost all of them are from Madera.
Just.
Santa Maria area, but they are relocating. They work in Madera. They live in Madera, but they have relocated from, like, Santa Maria, that area.
Yeah, because Claudia's been processing all the sales documents, so I knew she'd probably have a handle on that. I think three of the lots have already closed out there.
I think part of my thought process there, too, is in a moment we'll be carrying out the Housing Authority agenda, and we have, you know, many programs that promote, you know, stewardship of our residents, mobility, and moving for more stable housing solutions. And, you know, it'd be an exciting prospect if there's some way we can have an avenue or pathway from some of our Housing Authority residents who are, you know, good tenants or whatever it might be onward to home ownership. But just kind of thinking out loud, and was curious if that's ever been a consideration.
You know, maybe, you know, I'm not sure going into the future if when we have more lots to sell, if we came into it ahead of time with that idea, there might be some connection that could be made. We'd have to look into that, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just where these are at and the way they were set up right now, we couldn't pull back and do that. But
sure, I understand.
Lily Street, perhaps.
Yeah, Lily or Riverwalk still, you know, coming up now. So, yeah, we could look at.
Great,
that's a good
you.
Idea.
It's a very good point, Mr. Councilman. Thanks for bringing that up. Any other questions of Bob regarding this particular item?
Mayor Madillon, I have a question. I think it's for all the properties, Bob. I know we have a few lots that we sold back in November that the developer hasn't even started on the property. Do we have that in writing here that if it's not, construction did not start at a certain point, so many days, that it would go back into a lottery?
We do. Well, it wouldn't go back to the lottery. We have to. It's called revesting in the property, and we'd have to go through the process to do that. So I've talked to both of the builders, and one of them is on Monday said he would be starting in a week or two, and he's pulled and paid for his building permits. So you know, I'm pretty sure that's going to take place. The other builder I've talked to, and I'm exploring some options. One of the contractors who's, you know, already finished two of the houses out there was going to talk to the builder and see if they wanted this contractor to build for him, which would be allowable for them to build and get that going. So, yeah, I'm definitely aware of those lots and working to get those going because, yeah, it would be nice to get them all finished up out there. That's our goal. So okay. I'm confident we'll get it done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Madillon. Bob, the question, I guess, is sparked from a Councilman Oliver, in regards to provisions and the sale of these residential homes to first-time buyers and occupants of that property. Is that correct? Is there a provision that states that they have to occupy?
Yes, they have to occupy. Okay. Yeah, owner-occupied for now, sure, but not first time. They don't have to be first time.
Okay. Now, is there something that monitors that?
Yeah.
And what I mean is that, you know, we're not using any, I hate to use the term straw buyers, mm-hmm. so that this then can become some type of a rental at some point in the future. And again, it increases the rents in those areas. So just wanted to see if that was a provision that's in that.
It is, yeah. Okay. That the, you know, the buyer, when they sign the covenant, it does state that we do an annual monitoring. Okay. And we send out letters and we check that, you know, they say that they're still living there. We send it to the property and we look at, compare who's signed on for the utility bills and that type of thing to, you know, to verify that we're getting legitimate answers. So, okay. Yeah, it's built into the covenant.
Thank you.
That's a great question. Thank you. Member Rodriguez.
Of course, Mr. Councilman.
So, to go on what he said, so that means if I was to buy this house and I had it built, and 5 years later, I will still have to live there, or could I sell it?
You can sell it, but the new buyer has to be in the right income group, and the same thing. They have to re-sign a new covenant. All the new buyers
have to. Still under the same guidelines as
right,
the other.
The same guidelines. And if they fail to do that, if somebody does slip through the cracks, and when we catch it, there's a $15,000 payment, mm-hmm. you know, penalty payment on these properties. Thank you, Member Hawley.
One last quick question, Mr. Mayor. this was sparked out of a discussion in passing a couple days ago in Sacramento. As far as the listing, is it our agency that carries the listing when the home is available to go on market?
No, the builder has their own okay. realtors.
So I think the issue, I ran into a realtor that was representing a potential buyer that was from out of town, and I understand that they got kind of close to the process, but she didn't realize that it had the covenants associated with the ground. I think that's part of her due diligence, but she had mentioned just kind of the lack of disclosure on the property listing, and so I'm not sure if that's something that we can look at too.
The builder, the buyer right now, should notify their realtor that there's covenants. I mean, that'd be the first line of responsibility that they contact them.
Okay.
And or let them know, let their realtor know.
Perfect. Thank you.
That way the home buyers know right up front what's going to happen. And we have a lot of home buyers calling and talking to us about the covenants after the realtors tell them, asking for greater explanation.
Perfect.
Any other questions? All very good questions. Thank you for that. This is a joint public hearing, so at this time I will ask if there's anybody in the audience wishing to speak regarding this particular item, item 6A. Please come to the podium. Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing and bring it back to council for action.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 6A1 as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve item 6A1. As presented, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Mayor, you take them all, man.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 6A2 as presented.
Second.
Once again, it's been moved and seconded to approve item 6A2. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 6A3 as presented.
Second.
Once again, it's been properly moved and seconded to approve item 6A3 as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for that. Sweet. Moving on to item 6B, this is something very, very similar other than the address has changed. This is the sale of real properties located at 1106 1117 East Riverside Drive.
Yes, exactly the same. And I just want to point out, here's a couple of the houses that are finished out there right now that have already sold. Okay, item 6B. The buyer for item 6B is A1 Construction and Remodel Incorporated, and they are purchasing 1106 and 1117 East Riverside Drive. The purchase price is $25,000 per lot or $50,000 total. And, you know, everything we discussed in the previous item about the DDA applies to this property and all five of the properties underneath the housing section tonight. So I'd be glad to answer any more questions.
Great, Bob. Thanks. Any questions regarding this particular item, item 6B?
To
Doesn't seem like it, so I will move on to the public hearing. If there's anybody in the audience wishing to speak on this particular item, item 6B, please come to the podium. Seeing none, I'll close public hearing and bring it back to the council.
I move to approve 6B1.
Second.
It has been properly moved and seconded to approve item 6B1 as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve 6B2.
Second.
And once again, it's been properly moved and seconded to approve item 6B2 as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
I move to approve 6B3.
Second.
Properly moved and seconded to approve item 6B3. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Moving on to item 6C, once again, just as we've recently done, except for the addresses, which are located at 1030, 1034, and 1100 East Riverside Drive. Okay. Bob, take it away.
All right, thank you. I just threw a slide in right now just to break it up a little bit to show that some of the special amenities that are, or standard amenities that are required to be on, included in the sale of this house at no extra cost to the buyers. The front yard landscaping with the automatic drip system, and the nowadays when you apply for the precise plan, you have to have a landscape architect design the landscape, and it has to be drought tolerant and everything. So that's one of the items that was in the subdivision documents. The rear yard is fenced. That's pretty standard, but this requires granite countertops and black backsplashes, 52-inch ceiling fans in the bedrooms and the living room, automatic garage door openers, stainless steel appliances, including a gas range, microwave hood, garbage disposal, ceramic tile floors in the living room, kitchen, restrooms, laundry room, and hallways and entries. What do we have? Carpet or wood in the bedrooms. What is it? Boring the wood door, fiberglass. That's not. Let's see. There's the stainless steel kitchen, the laundry room sinks, and pull out faucet, and a finished garage too, which is really mm-hmm. a nice feature. Mm-hmm. Okay, 6C. The buyer for 6C is Bandal Construction Incorporated. He is purchasing three lots, 1030, 1034, and 1100 East Riverside Drive, $25,000 per lot for a total price of $75,000.
Great, Bob. Thank you. Any questions regarding item 6C? Seeing none, this is a public hearing. I will ask if there's anybody in the audience wishing to speak on this particular item. Please come forward. I will close public hearing, and before I bring it back to council, Bob, I'm glad you brought up that point about the amenities. I want to thank Jim Taubert. Obviously, he's not here, but in having a conversation with Jim in years past, I think that was something very, very important to him, in that regardless of the qualifications, the very low or low income of the families, he really felt like they deserve the same amenities as anybody else. And so having backsplashes and granite countertops and finished garages was very, very important to anybody who resides in the city of Madera. So I'm glad you brought that up, Bob, and I just wanted to throw it out there that I appreciate Jim's vision and understanding that everybody in Madera deserves those same amenities. Thank you very
Mayor
much for
Madillan,
that.
Mayor Madillan, I'd also like to add that I've seen some of the homes, and the developers have also have taken it a step more and put some other amenities that we didn't ask for to make mm-hmm. the house much more cozy for the families coming in, put in glass shower doors. Mm-hmm. That was not something that we asked for, and did splash all the way throughout the whole kitchen and not just where the stove was. So they're also putting a lot of extras that we didn't ask for because the lots were sold at such a good price. So I would like to commend the developers also for going a step ahead
for
our residents.
Good point. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. We appreciate their investment in Madera. If there are not all any other questions, I will entertain a motion for item 6C.
So moved to approve item 6C.
Second.
I have there's 6C1. It's been moved and seconded to approve item 6C1 as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
I'd like to approve item 6C2.
Second.
Once again, it's been moved and seconded to approve item 6C2. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously.
I'd like to approve item 6C3.
Second.
Once again, moved and seconded to approve item 6C3 as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We're on a roll, guys. Item 6D.
All right. 6D is a little bit trickier. This one is being sold. The buyer is MBM Properties Incorporated. He is buying three lots, 758 Merced Street, 1019 and 1023 East Riverside Drive. The sales price for these lots is $25,000 for two of them and $15,000 for one, because the one lot does not have the sewer and the water connections into it, so the buyer, the builder, is going to have to complete those connections at a cost of $10,000. So that's what the tricky part of that one, getting no water and sewer in there.
Hoping to get that. Any questions of Bob regarding item 6D? This is a public hearing. I will ask if there's anybody in the audience wishing to speak on this particular item. Please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close public hearing and bring it back to council for action.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 6D1 as presented.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve item 6D1. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
I will make the motion to approve item 6D2 as presented.
Once again, it's been moved and seconded to approve item 6D2. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
And lastly, I will make a motion to approve item 6D3 as presented.
Second.
Item 6D3 has been moved and seconded to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for that. Item 6E, once again, is the sale of real property located at 1109 and 1113 East Riverside Drive.
Okay, the buyer for this property is GWC Management, LLC. They are purchasing two lots, 1109 and 1113 East Riverside Drive. The price for each lot is $25,000 per lot for a total price of $50,000.
Thank you, Bob. Any questions of Bob regarding item 6E? This is a joint public hearing. If there's anybody in the audience wishing to speak on this particular item, please come forward. Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council for action.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve 6E1.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve item 6E1 as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve 6E2.
Second.
Once again, properly moved and seconded to approve item 6E2. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve 6E3.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve item 6E3 as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for that. Moving on to agency member reports, I'll start with Mayor Pro Tem.
Nothing to report, Mr. Mayor.
Councilman Rigby.
Nothing to report.
Councilwoman Gallegos.
Just something real fast. Tomorrow night is Salute to Education for our business supporter, friend of education, and distinguished teachers at Madera Community College at 5 o'clock tomorrow night.
All right. Thank you for that. Councilman Robinson.
Nothing to report.
Councilman Oliver.
Nothing to report.
And Councilman Hawley.
Yes. Yesterday, the mayor and a few of Councilman Oliver, we attended the 11th year for the law enforcement's honor their lost officers, and it was a nice turnout seeing all those officers out there. And the statement I made to them, since all of you here, I can go rob a store, but didn't happen.
there were police on duty.
Yeah,
they were. They weren't all there.
The warden told me that.
Yeah. Anything else, Mr. Councilman?
That's it.
And I have nothing to report. Thank you, everybody, very, very much. And I will now pass the gavel to our chairman of the Housing Authority in a minute or two, Chairman Will Oliver.
Situated here.
Yeah, we'll get, just give us a minute or two to get situated.